All right, it's 2:02. We just called it to order. Preliminary action items. The agenda's on the screen in front of you. Any changes or additions to the agenda?
None for me.
I'll entertain a motion to approve as presented.
I'll motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second the motion.
Was that you, Matt?
That was me. I
Oh,
beat him. I was faster.
I
couldn't
saw
find
him
him
my
come
mute
off
button
mute because I
fast
was
enough.
in. All right, Craig, second. All in
And
favor, say aye.
Nate's here
Aye.
too, so I can vote with Craig. Aye.
All right, thanks,
Aye.
Nate.
Aye.
All right, conflicts of interest disclosures. Any updates to your conflicts?
No.
No.
Nope, I don't think so.
Great. Number three is public comment. I don't see any public on, but if I'm missing someone, please speak up.
There's no one here from the public at the site.
Okay, great. Action items. First one up is meeting minutes from May 20th. Pull those up if you want to give them a quick skim. The budget amendment hearing in anticipation of the bond deal. Did the bond letter, funding reimbursement agreement update, infrastructure acquisition update, and the assessment ordinance for the bonds.
Yep.
Any comments on those?
No, I'll move that we approve the minutes from May 20th.
I second.
All right, thank you, Matt. All in favor say
Aye.
Aye.
aye. Aye.
Right. And next item up, the next two really, I'll let Shelby cover.
Okay. Blair, did you want me to share? Or do you mind just going to the
Yeah, if
pages?
you tell me which pages go to, I'll drive.
All right, go to the next page, please.
All right.
So, board, these are the first financial statements that we presented for this district, just following the bond closing that occurred. So, for total assets at the end of June, those totaled about 73.2 million. About 27.6 million is in the debt service fund, which are restricted to the bonds that were issued, and then about 45.5 million in the capital projects fund. That third line item there in asset, that's the construction fund. So about 45.4 million is what's remaining in that construction fund after that initial reimbursement to Flagborough. We did capture accounts payable about 86,000, primarily representing administrative costs, some remaining bond issue costs, and then engineering fees. So all of those are have either since been paid or are in the progress of being paid. Next page is the general fund budget to actual. I make a couple notes here, which is we've kind of recognized the prior costs that the developer paid on behalf of the district. So that includes accounting, insurance, and legal, as well as kind of current fees that the district will pay from working capital. So we've recorded in advance for what was previously covered, and then again did a working capital requisition to kind of catch up anything else that was outstanding here. So we will amend the budget later on this year just to kind of capture the full costs, including what had previously been paid. Next two pages would be the debt service fund. Really, only activity here is the transfer in from the bond proceeds for capitalized interest in the reserve fund and then interest earned for that first month. And then the next page is the capital projects fund. So expenditures here were about 54.8 million. Again, largest line item there is that reimbursement to Flagborough and then also the bond issuance costs. And then in the other financing sources and uses, you can see the bond proceeds that were issued, and then the transfers to other fund, which again is primarily capitalized interest, reserve fund, and the working capital fund. Any questions, or do you want me to go into any further detail on these statements?
No, it makes sense to me.
Okay. Blair, if you're okay with it, I'll just go to the next item and we can take one motion.
Sounds good.
So we also included a payment listing. We did go back and kind of
Real
capture.
quick, Pete is the treasurer. Did you have any questions on that?
No, I didn't. Thank you, though, for pointing that out.
Okay.
So this payment listing does go back to kind of quarter one, again, just capturing what the developer had paid on behalf of the district for some administrative costs. So this listing goes through June 30th, includes that initial requisition, the bond issue costs, and those developer payments that were made. So total here, $52,873,000 and change. Any questions on this listing?
Nope.
Happy to take any if they come up. Otherwise, I think we would just entertain a motion to accept the financials and approve the payment listing.
I'll move that we accept the 2026 financial statements as of June 30th and approve the listing of claims paid.
A second.
Second.
Close
All in
call.
favor?
That was Matt Rasband for the record. The seconded that.
I gotcha. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, Shelby. Anything else you wanted to cover under financial matters or anything on your list?
No, I don't think so. I guess just a note to the board, the bond issuance really triggered kind of all of the transparency and state auditor reporting requirements. So we'll handle those on behalf of the district. Moving forward, we've got the first deadline here on July 31st, which is for the quarter two financial statements. So just kind of an FYI, and if there's any questions along the way, certainly reach out.
Great. Thank you.
We've got an administrative non-action item here. It's just a reminder on the board trainings, if you haven't done those, to complete that for the open and public meetings. Anything else before we adjourn?
There anyone on the call that hasn't done those that you know of?
I don't know who it is, but usually my paralegal will pull it off the agenda if nobody's still out there. So I can have her send a follow-up email to whoever's missing.
That'd be great.
Great. Thank you.
I think the only thing I had was is there a cost certification, another one coming at any time soon? Are you guys working on?
Yes, we're working on that. We're hoping to have that in the next week or two.
Okay, great. All right. Anything else? If not, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move
Blair,
you.
Oh.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm so sorry, y'all. I would just remind everybody talking about the cost certification that the district will need to meet to approve that before the payment. So I think we've got a little bit different process on maybe a different district that you guys are on. And Blair, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we would just need a really quick meeting to approve that before those funds get released.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, that's good.
And what's the public notice process for that?
It's the same as any meeting like this. It'd be a meeting just like this. It would just be to take up the cost
Which
certification. So
I
we.
guess, sorry, better question. Yeah, what is that? Is that
Yeah, we have to
what are
put
the
the
like?
agenda on the public notice website 24 hours before the meeting.
Yeah, it's kind of lined out in that
Oh,
Open
that's
Public
okay.
Meetings Act training.
It's not like weeks. Okay.
No,
All
huh? No,
right. Okay, good. That's
we can
all.
schedule a meeting on short notice for sure.
Okay, beautiful.
Right, Pete, I
I
think you
know
motioned.
there's a lot there, so that they're working on, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, nope, we can, as soon as it's ready, we can jump right on a meeting and get it done.
Beautiful.
Okay, I'll move that we
Okay.
adjourn the meeting.
Second.
All right, all in favor say
Aye.
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 All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, team.
Thank
Thank you,
you.
guys. Appreciate it.
Yep, take care.